Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you care about ending real estate property taxes in Ohio, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri encore and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, and that's Thursdays and Fridays, all right here. It's the audio path of totality. But again, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get your Dimitri fix Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And we want to take the lead here to do whatever we can to help these citizen groups all throughout Ohio get these petitions signed, get this on the ballot so that we can have a constitutional amendment saying, or a question on the ballot saying, can we amend the Constitution to eliminate the real estate property taxes? And how close are we to actually making this happen, Elaine Cross, special guest?
I would say there is a great chance that this is going to happen. Are we going to get our signatures by the July 1st deadline for this November? Probably not. But are we going to get them in time for the primary next May? Absolutely. We're going to get it on the ballot, but we need help. And people can go to Axe Ohio Tax, click on the volunteer button, and you can register to get a circulator packet. We have all the directions and how to do that legally. You have to watch the signatures. There's lots to it, but it's simple. You just have to understand the rules. And then there's a mailing address right at the bottom. It goes to Brian Massey in Mentor, Ohio. And once you turn those in, let me give you that address real quick, actually. Petitions, when they're completed, go to 8600 Tyler Boulevard, Unit 150, Mentor, Ohio, 44061, and that's to Brian Massey or Axe Ohio Tax. And we are the group with the amendment. The other groups are helping, working, because we're not all over the state. This is completely grassroots. Most of these efforts are done by big corporations with multi-million dollars. We're just average Americans, dangerously local, trying to make a change on our county level, but we have to do it as a state. So we need people in every county working with us. They send those petitions in. There's a lot we have to do after we get the petitions to get them ready to send to the state. We can't just get them all to show up at one time and process them because we have to digitize them. It's quite an undertaking.
Sure. So now, for the listeners,
petitions in every day. We process them every day. I don't have a current count, but I will say we have about 28 counties right now actively collecting signatures, which is great. Once a county gets done, those people can work in other counties. And you can collect in multiple counties. You just have to use a separate petition paper for every county.
All right. Now, is there anything we can do here, for example? Could you come down here to our studios Mondays, on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you and maybe one other person, and we can do a whole two-hour show on this and maybe encourage people in Belmont County and Jefferson and Harrison and Guernsey and Monroe to start circulating these petitions, getting signatures? Would that help you? Would something like that work?
That would be absolutely wonderful. And how I would suggest we do it is we come down, we spend the 2 hours in the studio, and we set up a location in one of those five counties, one location in each of those five counties for maybe 2 hours apiece. We'll move between those locations, or we'll split up. One of us will go one way, another will go another. Mm-hmm. We can secure those locations. I don't know, a restaurant or a plaza or a business that would be willing to let us put up a tent and collect signatures.
Yep.
If we can come down and meet with you and meet with some people, we can get people that will see the process and go, hey, I can do that.
Yep, no question.
And we can get them activated right then, and we can get all five counties up and running.
Yeah, no question. You know State Rep Ron Ferguson?
Yes.
All right. He's a good guy. He says he's all in on this. I said he should be leading the charge here in his district because he knows a lot of people and all that. You might want to consider getting in touch with him. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten in touch with you already about this because it would seem to be a tailor-made issue for Ron Ferguson, even though his wife's a public school teacher. But I think this would be a great thing for him, and he can open lots of doors for you. Would you consider doing that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
And again, we're not opposed to paying for schools. We don't want to close any schools.
That's fine. We've established that. So what do we do now to get you, and who would be the best second person? If it's not Ron Ferguson, who would be the best other person here with you in my studio for the whole two-hour show?
Well, if you could get Ron Ferguson, that would be fabulous. But otherwise, I could bring down, like, Leonard Gilbert. He's another member of our team. Or I could bring a woman out of Portage County that I work with a lot. Her name is Callie Roberts. She is a powerhouse in Portage County getting the signatures collected here. So she's really running that show for Project Promise.
All right. Well, let's do this. Reach out to Ron Ferguson and really any other politicians that want to be involved in this. What about this new guy, the state senator, Brian Chavez? Is he any good? I think he's from Monroe County. Do you know anything about this guy?
I don't know anything about him, no. Maybe you can text me his name and reach out to him.
Yeah,
if we could get a senator involved, that would be great. Because, you know, it's got to get past the Senate, too.
Right. He's a state senator. Brian Chavez is his name. He replaced Bill Johnson. He replaced Bill Johnson's Congress. Now I'm losing my mind here. Who the hell did he replace? He replaced somebody. I forget who. All right, fine. But Brian Chavez is the... he replaced Mike Rulli. He went on. That's right. So that's the new guy here. So let me think here. I was going to ask you something else. Let me think. Any of the county commissioners, are any of them on board on this with Belmont County and Jefferson County? There are a lot of Republican commissioners, but most of them just sit on their hands around here. They don't really do much of anything except collect paychecks and appreciate all the bennies that we pay for them. Any county commissioners involved in this at all?
You know, the county commissioners, from my experience, like to keep an arm's length distance because they are not directly involved with a lot of it, although they collect property tax and they could easily be collecting sales tax or income tax instead.
Yeah.
But they don't want to have to do the work to change it either. And they say, oh, that's the auditor, that's not us. But I think they should be involved. And if we get one of them that wants to help and wants to do it, every politician that stands up and says, yes, this is a good idea, even though it's going to be painful in the process, is somebody that we want to hear from, we want to hear more from, we want to encourage, because I think this is going this way. We are at a perfect moment in time that the citizens in majority in Ohio are set up and are going to pass this. So if we get our elected officials involved, making the changes over will be a lot easier.
Do you know Frank Hoagland? He was a state senator. Frank Hoagland, former frogman.
No, I don't know.
All right. He might be somebody else who might want to be involved in this thing. As well. We'll definitely reach out to Ron Ferguson. Let's start there. He's got to come into the studio here. He likes to do it by phone normally with me, but we've got to get you and Ron in here to really do this thing right and then to get the word out. How soon can you make this happen, Elaine Cross? Because we're all in here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5. We're all in.
Yeah, I am available most any day. I do have, you know, meetings here and there that block my schedule. Like next Monday, I have a meeting in Columbus because we're trying to talk to people everywhere. But for the most part, I will make it work. If you can get a representative, or, you know, we get somebody come in and sit with me that's an elected official.
Well, it'd have to come from you. You're gonna have to convince him. Because you have lots and lots of people who are lots and lots of voters. I'm just one guy. If Ron wants to do this, he's got to come into the studio or bring somebody else with you who is a high profile person who we can help spread the word with all of this. Are there any big deal politicians throughout Ohio who are opposed to this constitutional change to eliminate the real estate property tax?
Well, you know, I haven't had anybody come out and say, we should do nothing, everything's great. We get a lot of people who will say, you know, we could probably handle the school issue, but the other issue is kind of tricky. Yet we have a lot of, you know, they're lukewarm, they're a little squishy, but I think they can be convinced that this is going to happen. This is the best route for Ohioans. This is the best route for citizens to actually own their home. But they're playing on the outskirts, trying not to get tainted again. They want to be reelected. They want to, you know, preserve themselves. So what they say publicly gets a little vague.
Yeah, it's terrible. Again, the property tax website, I'm going to spell it because it spells differently than it sounds. It is axohiotax.com. However, it is spelled axohtax.com. Once again, axohtax.com. So there is that, and the email address is crossportage@yahoo.com. That's crossportage@yahoo.com. It's Elaine Cross. Elaine is Elaine Cross. Are you on Facebook also, Elaine?
I am, and Axel Ohio Tax is on Facebook as well. So
all right.
If they approve it, they should find it and follow it and share our stuff to get it across more people.
Indeed. Now, I don't know what I don't know regarding the state constitution or the politics involved with changing this and eliminating the real estate property taxes. My guess is that 95% of my listeners here on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network are all in favor of this, but I don't know what I don't know. So, Elaine Cross, what question should I have asked you to help give our listeners more information about this crucial issue in Ohio?
Is the system, the way it is, functioning the way it should function? And I would say it's not. So is there a solution? Not an easy one. Again, this is going to be a little uncomfortable. And people get afraid of what they don't know or change. Don't be afraid is the big thing. I am fully confident the government will find a way to tax you to make sure the essential services are paid for. What this will do, it will take the taxation out of the shadows of property tax, which is very malleable and it's a problem, and make it very clear and very apparent. Oh, well, you're going to pay more tax. We're not paying more taxes. That's probably the biggest thing I hear. Everybody's going to have to pay more. Everybody's going to have to pay more. No, we're not going to have to pay more. Actually, we'll probably pay less because if you ask the auditor, if you ask the treasurer in your county, how much time and effort do you spend on property tax? And both of them will tell you 50% or more, which means you can eliminate one of those elected officials and all their employees.
Yep.
And have one fiscal officer for the county, that's direct savings. We don't have to replace that dollar for dollar.
Yeah, and the public schools will be forced to tighten their belts and not pay too much for treasurers and have assistant treasurers and everything else and assistant principals and all that. And we can finally right-size them, I would say. Say, Elaine Cross, we're just about out of time. I always give my guests the last word. You've got about 30 seconds. Give us your final pitch directly to our listeners and how to get in touch with you again. Elaine Cross, my microphone is yours.
All right. Go to Axe Ohio Tax. And if you just type in Axe Ohio Tax, however you spell it, it will show up as one or two on your list to click on. Click on it. We need you. We need you to make your voice heard, to put your signature on a petition. Click the volunteer now button and it will send us an email. And if you just want to sign, we'll find somebody to get your signature. If you want to collect signatures, we'll send you the packet to get you going, get you all set up, answer any questions. If you want to email us directly, you can email at info@axohiotax.com. And we need you, we want you, we want to save American homeowners from foreclosure. How can you foreclose on a house that's already paid for? Well, the government can, and that's wrong. It's immoral.
And your phone number, please?
330-221-0051.
Once again, that phone number is?
330-221-0051.
Elaine Cross, you are absolutely terrific. I thank you so very much. Whatever we can do here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5, we will do. Talk with Ron Ferguson. Talk with some other people. Let us know when you get all your ducks in a row, and then we'll have you and someone else here in studio, and we'll give it a big push here in the Upper Ohio Valley. This microphone is yours. We'll do whatever we can to help you. Just tell us what you need, and we will do it. You have a great day. Keep up the great work, lady. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great day.